Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello, Squiz Kid Quizzes, and welcome to the Kids vs. Adults Weekly News Quiz, your chance to prove who's been paying the most attention to the week that just was. I'm Bryce Corbett. You know the drill. Five questions for kids about the wonderful world's happenings of the past 7 days, then five questions for adults. Whoever answers the most correct questions takes a victory lap. Easy as. Plus, of course, because it's a Friday, we've got all of today's birthday shout-outs and all the shout-outs for the coming weekend, including, of course, the birthday reggae tune, because it wouldn't be a Friday without it. You ready, all? Let's do this. All right, kids, here are your five questions. Question number one. It's been a big week in sport, headlined by the sprinting efforts at the World Athletics Championships by an Aussie teenage sprinting sensation from Ipswich in Queensland. Who am I talking about? Yeah, that's right, I'm talking about Gout Gout. Question number two, still in sport, and the footy finals are well and truly underway, in both codes, the AFL and NRL. Where in Melbourne, as in which stadium, will this weekend's two AFL preliminary finals be being played? Yep, they're both being played at the MCG. Question number three. In the podcast this week, we heard about how a rover called Perseverance, sent up onto a planet in our solar system, had discovered marks on rocks which might indicate that microbiological life once lived there. Which planet am I talking about? Yeah, that's right, I'm talking about Mars. Question number four. Our Prime Minister Anthony Albanese spent a good part of the week just gone visiting neighbouring countries in the Pacific region, including our closest neighbour, a country just to the north of Australia, whose flag is black, red and yellow. Which country am I talking about? That's right, I'm talking about Papua New Guinea. Question number five. We heard in the podcast this week that no fewer than five songs from a Netflix movie soundtrack of an animated film that's become the most streamed movie ever on the platform were dominating the Australian music charts. Which movie am I talking about? Yeah, of course, I'm talking about K-pop Demon Hunters. And extra points if you can sing Golden or Soda Pop. Yeah! Alrighty, how did you go, kids? Did you show those adults how it's done? Are they looking scared? I'll bet they are. All right, well, let's see how the big people go. All right, adults, now it's your turn. Time to show those kids how it's done. Question number one. Still on the PM and his Pacific adventures, which other Pacific Island country, starting with V, did Albo visit this week, hoping to sign a deal, which, in the end, didn't come off? That was, of course, Vanuatu. Question number two. Speaking of state visits, before dressing down an Australian journalist in Washington, US President Donald Trump hopped on a plane with his wife Melania to take part in a grand state visit to which country? Yep, that's right. It was the United Kingdom. And wasn't it full of pomp and ceremony? Question number three. Tassie and footy were in the news this week when a report was handed down assessing the viability of a sports stadium earmarked for construction in which Tasmanian city? Yep, that's right. It was Hobart. Question number four. Which US late night show host found himself in hot water towards the end of this week following his comments on air about Charlie Kirk and the Republican Party? Yep, this time it was Jimmy Kimmel. Question number five. The Emmy Awards were held in Los Angeles this week, with crowd favourite Owen Cooper making history as the youngest recipient ever of a Best Supporting Actor award. What show was he in? Yes, that's right. He was in the show Adolescence. Yeah! How did you go, adults? How many did you get right? Who's the winner this week? All bow down to your brainiac superiority. Now, if you've missed any of these cool news stories throughout the week and you want to refresh your memory, all of this week's Squiz Kids episodes are available for a re-listen wherever you get your podcasts. Well, that's the end of the quiz, which means now it's time for...
Shoutouts.
It's Friday, September 19. Today is International Orangutan Day. How cool are orangutans? If you've never seen the excellent TV program Orangutan Jungle School, let me tell you to get involved already. Today is also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today and over the coming weekend. And because it's a Friday, let's crack out the old birthday reggae tune. Hit it! And it's a happy birthday to Ritvi from Forest Lake, Amity from the Gold Coast, Emily from Ashmont, Charlie from Jerilderie, Ryder from Maxville, Spike from West Wallsend, Boya from Geebung, Luvina from Windale, Addy from West Albury, Riley from Heathcote, Henry from Broome, gosh, there's a lot of you today, Jet from Paraburdoo, Cooper from Belmont, Atticus from Exeter, Stevie from Westbury, Benji from Bald Blair, Marlo from Dundas Valley, Cole from River Hills, Oliver from Point Cook, Sage from Markula, almost there, I'm running out of breath, Walt, who's listening all the way over there in Abu Dhabi, and Lou, who's listening all the way over there in New Zealand, and Chewy, big shout out to you for listening from Rome in Italy. And a belated birthday shout-out goes to Arlo from Mount Coolum. Well, that's all we have time for. I hope you're enjoying these quizzes. Don't forget, there'll be a new one dropping first thing every Friday morning. And the best bit? They're absolutely free. Just as all our other excellent content is indeed free too. Check it all out at squizkids.com.au or simply subscribe to Squiz Kids in your favourite podcasting app. All the audio content will magically appear. For now, though, this is Bryce Corbett signing off and reminding you all to get out there and have yourselves a most excellent day. Over and out.